WIRX, everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Morning, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, we got to get right to it because we are running behind. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe, Sports 44, sporting goods for all four seasons. Your topic for today, what's an experience you've had that no longer exists?
Got it.
Go for it.
Serious athletic confidence. Hear me out on this.
Experience you had?
So back in the day, man, I'm serious. I was athletic back in the day. I put me on a field, put a ball in my hand, confident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to win. I was very, very competitive back in the day, blah, 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 blah. Year by year by year. Every day I wake up, I'm like, my bones didn't feel like that years ago. I don't know, man. I was shooting the basketball at my parents the other day, you know, kind of like, you know, trying to make quick moves, you know, like it used. That doesn't happen anymore.
It's not the same.
The confidence is gone. You know, like when you start questioning yourself, it's not going to happen.
That's how you tear an ACL, man.
You know, I used to grab a basketball too and be like, you know what, I'm going to cross you up. I'm going to pull up and have nothing but net.
Yep.
It's good. I'm going to wave over to dad. Everybody's going to be cheering. Everybody's going to be, nope, not anymore.
Nope.
That's not happening. It's going off my foot, out of bounds. I'm pulling up a hamstring, and I'm sitting in the hot tub that night. That's what's happening.
And you're going to talk about the glory days. That's what you're going to
like,
do.
Like, could you confidently, so we played a couple of years of flag football early on when you first came here.
Yep.
Could you confidently say, Brock, yeah, let's go out and we're going to go out there and show the world a thing or two.
Not at this point. I mean, I'm not saying I'm just some out of shape schlub, but no, that was 7 years ago almost, or 6 years ago. Yeah, that's a big difference. I was 30.
7 years ago, we were.
Yeah.
I looked at you. You looked at me like, absolutely, let's do it. Let's sign up now. Yeah. Let's go. I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm stretched.
Yeah. Dude, when we first met, we were early 30s. We were 30. I turned 30 here in Michigan. And now
they're like, hey, you want to play flag with us this year? I'm like, hey, I got to be able to get in the golf cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to be able to walk the next day. I mean, technically I don't, but.
Old man sports. All right. Pickleball, golf.
Yeah.
Keep it low. Keep it low.
My athletic confidence is.
Yeah. Nope. There you go. Gone. That's what happens.
And it's with anything really active.
Yeah.
You know, I can sit there and play pig all day long.
Yeah.
You know? Pickleball all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But once we start running up and down and I gotta make a quick move.
It's good, though. It's nice to experience it. You know what? You got to experience the fun athleticism for a little
you
bit.
Know, I feel like Al Bundy talking about it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sound like him, too. It's all right, Rico. Sit down.
You ever see the old guy? They were like, dude, this guy, he's like the 60-year-old guy, right?
Yeah.
And like in high school, he ran like a 4.2.
Yeah.
In high school. They're like, there's no way that guy ran a 4.2.
Yeah.
That guy's small, pudgy. But he just lived a life, you know?
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
You've experienced it.
But I'm now starting to understand now.
You're getting there, buddy.
It's making sense.
I'm just upset that it took you this long. It should have happened a few years ago for you, buddy.
I thought I was going to be athletic forever, bro. Yeah.
Nope. Nope. You're going to hurt yourself getting out of the golf cart. Ah!
I got hurt fishing the other day.
Yeah. Right. I pulled a muscle in my arm. Good answer. For me, something that I experienced that doesn't exist anymore, making a collect call. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
C-O-L-L-E-C-T.
Like, and I'm happy about that because pay phones are just disgusting, and it's such a pain in the ass. You can do a collect call if you don't have any change, but most people don't accept the rates anyways. Do you accept this call? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, don't do it. When's the last time you made a collect call? When's the last time you saw a commercial?
When's the last time you touched a payphone?
Right?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
High school? I think we had one in our high school.
We had some in our high school, but I can't think. Actually, no, when I lived in California, sometimes I did. Because it was just like we were out, and like my phone was probably out of minutes, so I had to use a payphone. But
how did it work if you put the money in and you dialed the wrong number? You lose your money?
I can't remember, dude. It's been so long.
You know?
It's been so long.
Do you have a certain amount of time where you can hang up and it'd shoot the money back?
I think so. Honestly, I don't know. It might take a bit. I could probably do it, but if you said, hey, you gotta make a long distance phone call on this payphone right now, do it. I'd be like, okay, let's give this a shot.
You know?
Let's give this a
shot.
Dude,
isn't it wild that we went from having to make a huge glass booth to get in to call somebody to something that is just in your pocket?
Right there. Right there.
That tells you everything you need to know. It's crazy.
Payphone booths. Do they still, or payphone banks where it's just like 39 payphones just right on a wall. Wild. Wild.
Don't see those at the airport anymore.
No. Now it's murals where the payphones used to be.
Yeah, you know. Just,
they ripped them down. We got some answers here on Facebook. Let's see. Will said going to the Benton Harbor Fruit Market on Territorial. I wish I could have seen that thing in its heyday. That was probably really impressive.
I don't know much about that.
So Territorial, they got the old, there's actually a historical marker there. I have this app on my phone where it shows you where all, if you're near a historical marker or anything like that, because I like reading those. And dude, that thing was probably popping off back in the day. It's pretty cool when you read up on it. But now I think it's a storage unit, and sometimes people sell things out of it, like
some
junk.
Experience, it doesn't exist anymore. I got a few, if you're talking about stores. Bill Knapp's.
Bill Knapp's, yep.
Ponderosa, that's gone. Ooh. We used to have a Red Lobster, that's gone. A lot of stores.
Let's see.
But we used to have a mall. That's gone.
Actually, that was a couple people mentioned that on Facebook. Was the Orchards Mall. Jennifer said the Orchards Mall with stores and people inside of it. We had two candy stores, two record stores. And
Brock, you have no idea.
Oh, I wish I could
see Mall of America, basically. I'm telling you, the Orchards Mall, people traveled afar to get to the Orchards Mall. It was popping.
Yep.
It was the heart of the city.
I'm telling you, when Kiki and I first moved here, we were all excited. We're like, oh, the Orchards, let's go to, and it was a little bit better.
God, please, I hope they sold that to you. They sold you on that.
No.
Hey, we got a mall. You should move here.
No.
Then you get here and you're like, wait.
Hold on a sec. No, when we walked in, I thought, like, did we come into the right place? I mean, there was a light buzzing, like, like, we're walking through. I'm like.
It's the beginning of a scary movie.
Yeah. I thought we were in The Walking Dead, dude. It's wild. I wish I could have seen it when it was a thing, man. I really do. I really do, because it is depressing when you go in there now.
Hey, it wasn't always like that, man.
No. We got some more answers on Facebook. What's something you experienced that no longer exists? Tony said driving on smooth roads. Poof. The construction they got going on right now is...
Wait, they had smooth roads before?
Back in the day, I'm sure they did, yeah. Not anymore.
Sure.
I don't know what my tolls are paying for, but especially in Indiana and Illinois. Mm-hmm. Goose had a good answer. Smoking section in a restaurant. Wow, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Florida still has it.
In areas? Yeah.
Yeah, so I was I was in Florida a couple weeks back, and it took me a day to really realize, oh, yeah, there's ashtrays everywhere.
Yeah.
But you know what was wild? Nobody was smoking.
I think it's kind of, you're the odd man out. And like, even for me, like.
That's why it took me a day to realize that, like, oh, you can smoke in places in Florida. Because nobody was smoking.
Yeah.
But there's ashtrays everywhere. It's wild.
It's weird, man. It's weird. I think someone else said smoking on planes. Who said that?
How was that a thing from the beginning?
Right. Yeah, you know, Joy said cigarette smoking allowed on airplanes. Yeah, because you can't just like roll down the window in the airplane, right?
It
just,
you know, and smokers out there, are you proud? I don't think anybody's really proud of it. Yeah, like, I don't think anybody's smoking in your face anymore. Like,
yeah, but back in the day, though, it was different, man. I guess there's something.
Everybody was doing it. It was.
Add to our list of things we experience that don't exist anymore: cigarette ads. You don't see those anywhere. Gone, man. Gone.
I mean, rightfully, though.
Oh, yeah, it's for the best, for sure.
Come on.
Huh. Let's see. Alan said Pebblewood dancing on Sunday. Do you know anything about that? Pebblewood dancing on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, Pebblewood Country Club.
They have, what, like a
dance? So, do you know Pebblewood, the golf course?
Yeah.
So, next to it, they have like a venue. People get married there, parties, graduations, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, apparently, and this is before... It's before my day, happening.
Yeah, popping off.
My mom has stories. She's like, hey, weddings? Because I would always talk to her about weddings, you know, that I'm doing, you know, throughout the summers and whatnot. She's like, oh, you got done at 11? That's when they cut everything off? We used to go to 4 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, and they had to shut it down. It wouldn't stop at 4. They had to yeah. turn things off at
literally
4 because
literally shove
getting
people
ridiculous.
Out the door. Like, it's the next day. We all have to go. Go.
Man, so isn't that wild?
Yeah, but again, though, we didn't have all the distractions that we have now. Back then, a wedding was a big deal. I remember my cousin's wedding had a live band. When's the last time you saw a live band? Like, and they performed the entire reception.
You don't see them a lot.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
I mean, if you do nowadays, it's usually for like cocktail hour in the beginning, right. And then they have the DJ take over. But
I mean, these guys literally played the entire, they played the first dance song, mm-hmm. everything. It was wild. Yep. You don't experience that.
Kind of jealous I didn't experience those Pebblewood parties because yep. I've heard, man. They were wild.
You wouldn't have been invited anyways. Don't worry about it.
Shut up. Shut up.
Don't invite Hunter to the dance. Jason had a good answer. Something you experienced that no longer exists. Fast food dollar menu. It's a good answer. When's the last time you legit just had a buck and you're like, I want that, and they gave it to you for a dollar?
It's not a dollar anymore. Yep. It's like a dollar, like the cheapest. I think the McChicken's like $1.19. I think that's the cheapest, right? Can you still get a large pop for a dollar?
No, not. I don't think anymore. But they don't have like. I know it's the dollar menu, but it's like the what's it called? It's called like the value menu. It's not the dollar menu. It's the value.
Good. Can't call it the dollar menu. You get sued. Damn it! They should call it. I want to sue them.
What was God Almighty? Was it maybe Taco Bell? No, it was McDonald's, the wrappers. You remember those little chicken wraps that they had?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You could do, like, the ranch and, like, the...
Dude, yeah, those are really good.
I think those were a buck. I could smash, like,
Wendy's had them for a while.
Did they have them?
Yeah, Wendy's was really good, actually. They had the wraps.
But I remember, like, the McDonald's, like, they were a buck, weren't they?
Anyway. How about this? Something that's non-existent. What's the topic again?
Something you experienced that doesn't exist anymore. An experience you had.
Fair prices. Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. It's just where we're at right now. I've almost just accepted where we're at and hoping that it'll level out at some point because it's just insane.
Insane. I walked out. I'm specifically going to call him out because I was very happy. Little Caesars. Walked out Little Caesars the other day, six and some change for a pizza out of my pocket.
Yep.
I almost walked back in and was like, you know what? Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for selling the $6. Thank you for not inflating your prices ridiculously like everybody else around you.
Yeah.
I get it. Everything's a little bit more expensive, but stick to your guns.
Yep.
I'll come here more often. I'll give you more money because of that.
I saw someone post on Reddit, and it was a photo of two Ziploc boxes, mm-hmm. When you can buy the multiple bags. It was less bags in a bigger box. And that's how they're getting. That's what they're doing, man. It's that shrinkflation, whatever it is. So yeah, it showed the old empty 150 bag box that was smaller, and then the new one that was 145 bags in a bigger box, and it was more expensive. So
I don't like it.
Yeah,
Doritos just cut out 7 chips. I think it was 7, the number.
They took out 7 chips.
Which I didn't know that they had like a certain amount of chips they put in each bag. They counted them.
Do they count the?
But
little
yeah,
broken
Doritos
pieces?
Bags now have like 7 less chips.
Ridiculous, and it's probably the same price. Ridiculous.
Yep. Oh, yeah. For sure. It's not more.
Nope.
No, it's more.
More expensive, yeah.
Everything's $5.
Nope. Except for footlongs, not $5 anymore. Used to be. Used to be. Damn it. I think that's fair. All right, good enough. Well, I don't know. It's kind of a depressing topic. I don't know if I like this.
I mean, everything's gone. We miss it all, man.
All the good stuff's gone. It's all gone, man. Orchard's gone. Mall looks like a zombie movie. This is ridiculous, man. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.